guess what? It's our birthday. And yes, I said ours because not only is my birthday just a week away at the time of recording this, but more importantly, the podcast has turned 2 years old this month in February. So of course, I wanted to do something a little special here on the show, have a little bit of a special episode to celebrate with all of you this incredible journey that we have all been on together over the last few years. Now, I cannot even begin to thank each and every one of you for following along with the show. Whether you've been here since the beginning or you're new to the show, I am equally as grateful and honored that you are here letting me guide you through this journey. And you know, the reality is it is not possible for me to continue bringing you episodes every week and feeling inspired to do so without your feedback, your support, and your reviews that you leave on the show, either on Apple or Spotify. You honestly keep me going. You keep me going on this mission to help women really reclaim peace and freedom with food from the inside out. And to celebrate, as I mentioned, I want to do something special today. And what I want to do is share with all of you my biggest lessons in hosting and starting this podcast over the last 2 years that can actually also apply perfectly to your journey and relationship with sugar. I mean, ultimately, anything that we, any goal we set, any project we take on in our lives teaches us some powerful lessons. That may be starting a podcast, it may be starting a business, but it may also be starting your sugar freedom journey. And I wanted to share some reflections that I've had as I've been sitting with this the last few weeks to really honor the journey that we've all been on here. And I also am going to take some time today, of course, to highlight some of you amazing listeners and share some really fun sort of behind the scenes pieces about the podcast that you probably didn't know. So without further ado, let's get into that and have some fun today. Welcome to the Beyond Sugar Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dame, sugar freedom expert and somatic embodiment coach. Together, we'll be diving into much more than just another conversation around sugar addiction and nutrition. But more importantly, I'll be guiding you through the inner work, mindset shifts, and emotional healing that ultimately lies at the root of your unhealthy habits with food. Are you ready? Let's dive in. All right, everyone. Welcome back to the Beyond Sugar Freedom Podcast. As you know from the little intro, we are celebrating two amazing years. 2 years. We're still in infancy phase, but we are growing and it has been a roller coaster. I'm going to share some behind the scenes pieces about what has gone on my end of things hosting this podcast over the last 2 years. But before we dive into celebration and sharing some fun things with all of you, as well as some lessons over the last 2 years, I wanted to start with a little bit of a personal update. Because at the time of recording this episode, mid-February, I'm actually a little bit late in getting into the two-year birthday party celebration. The podcast was actually launched the first week of February, 2 years ago, and I have not had a moment until now to actually record this episode. So I'm calling it birthday month instead of timing this perfectly with the week that we celebrated our two-year birthday here. And that's for a few reasons. So as many of you who have been following along either with the podcast or with me on social media or you're on my email list, you know that it has been a very full month. Actually, more than a month, probably a month and a half, right? In the beginning of January and middle of January, I hosted the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp, which I'm so excited and proud to say was by far the biggest, the most attended, and the most powerful training I have ever hosted. I'm so excited to have really next leveled that training this year. And for all of you who joined in, whether you were able to be live or watch the recordings, I just had such a blast. And it takes a lot of my energy at the same time. Then, of course, after that boot camp, I opened registration for my next Break Free from Sugar program, which used to be a 10-week program and is now being upgraded into a 12-week program. And I'm so, so blown away already by the powerful conversations and vulnerability already taking place. We're literally in week two at time of recording this episode. We're in week two. by the time this episode goes live, I think we'll be in week 3 and we're already trucking along. And it's just been so incredible. The women that have committed to doing the inner healing, it blows me away. And it's such a deep honor. And it's just been so much fun so far. So that's been going on. And on top of all of that, I've had some personal challenges showing up where actually 15 minutes before going live for my last boot camp presentation, the last day of the boot camp, I got a text message from a really close family member saying, I have cancer. And that was a big blow and a big scare. And at the same time, I knew he was going to be okay. And in that journey that has involved me being a major resource to support him in the changes that he needs to make in his life to help his body heal. And I've been putting a lot of energy and time into supporting him, including spending a week over in the big city of Vancouver, looking after him, bringing him nourishing foods in the hospital, because Lord knows the hospital is not giving you anything sugar-free or nourishing, which just blows my mind. He did have surgery to remove, successful surgery to remove cancer, and things are looking good for now. And there are definitely still big life changes and diet changes that are necessary, and I've been supporting with that in a big way. So there's been a lot on my plate. I mean, it's been an emotional roller coaster, to be honest with all of you. The last few weeks have been some of the highest highs and some of the lowest lows. And I'm grateful for all of it because it means that I'm alive. And it means that I'm living in integrity with what I'm here preaching and sharing with all of you about honoring all of our emotions and looking after ourselves instead of pretending that everything's okay. So I'm sharing with all of you right here, right now, it has both been really okay and really not okay over here over the last sort of month and a half. And I'm grateful that a lot of that is behind. And right now I'm focusing on deep rest. That's how I'm celebrating all of this. The successful boot camp, the amazing women in the Breakthrough Through Sugar program, and my family members, you know, health, hopefully going forward, celebrating all of this. And our 2 years on the podcast. So let's dive into that today. Thank you for letting me share a little bit of what's been going on behind the scenes here. I like keeping you all in the loop with the ups and downs and the reality of life and the gratitude that we can have in all of that, because it really applies to exactly what the journey with the podcast has been, a lot of ups and downs. And I thought it would be kind of fun to start things off talking about the podcast with our little podcast party, our birthday party, 2 years, right? Without cake. We're not bringing cake to this birthday party. That's not welcome here. Thank you very much. But we're going to find other ways to celebrate. And what I want to do is start things off with sharing some numbers with all of you, some fun metrics and behind the scenes pieces. I actually just reviewed these before the podcast. And, you know, I've been reviewing a lot of numbers and metrics and things over the years, of course. So we have, since inception, since birth of this beautiful show, we have over 66,000 downloads, 66,280 to be exact, which is just incredible. That's a lot of people downloading this show. So thank you for downloading it, because you're one of them if you're listening to this. We have published 138 episodes. That's a lot of time. The time it takes to record an episode and put it up, and that's a lot. That's a lot of, each episode's about 45 minutes, some are an hour. That's almost like 138 hours of recording and episodes, which is just, it's wild. It's wild. Yeah, just incredible. Okay, 62% of you listen to my show on Apple, which is awesome. That is pretty consistent with the industry norms. Apple is still the biggest podcast platform. And 11% listen on Spotify. And the rest is other smaller apps that that aren't that popular, aren't that big, but really, really beautiful as well that I, you know, am able, you're able to find me in so many different places. Okay, I also looked up locations. Like, where is everybody from that's tuning into the podcast? So we have listeners from all over the world, but the top countries that win without a shadow of a doubt are the United States. 67% of you are listening from the United States. Canada, of course, is second in line. Australia is third. And then we have the UK, New Zealand, Thailand, and Germany. Thailand really surprises me. So anyone listening from Thailand, that is so incredible. Thank you for being here. Of course, wherever you're listening from, I'm very grateful. But that is so beautiful that I've spread to Thailand. And there are so many other countries that people are tuning in from that are just in smaller amounts. So I'm not mentioning them here, but those are the top countries, which is really fun. This is fun for me to kind of do a little bit of recap. The next thing that I thought would be fun to share is my most downloaded episodes. So this was fun because it kind of changes a little bit, you know, as time goes on, but these ones have been pretty consistent for a while because I do keep an eye on the most downloaded episodes. So episode number two wins hands down. Episode number two is a sort of an intro to my story and the start of this podcast. So that is a fun one to go back and listen to. I know I haven't shared my story intimately here on the podcast in a while. Maybe I need to do another episode like that. All right. And then next most downloaded is episode number four, which is why it's so hard to overcome sugar addiction. Great episode. Loved recording that one. I think I've done another one since that was similar with updated information because everything's 2 years old now, right? These beginning episodes, but so valid still. Number three in line is so exciting, is episode number three. And this is actually our first guest that we had on the show, and it's called Why You Should Care About Sugar with my dear, dear friend and sister in sugar, Danielle Hamilton. So she's been on the podcast a few times, but this episode was really a big one to help set the framework for the whole podcast and what we're doing here as we're having these conversations about sugar. So huge shout out to Danielle Hamilton. I love what she does. I'm so excited to have her as part of our top listen downloads. And next up, we have another guest. So the fourth most downloaded episode is actually episode 29, Fasting 101 for Women with Dr. Mindy Pels. So another returning guest. We've had Dr. Mindy on the podcast twice now, and she is such an incredible woman sharing powerful knowledge around fasting specifically for women. And she's just even launched her most recent book a couple months back and is just absolutely changing the world. I know I follow a lot of her guidelines, a lot of her information about how we can work as women to navigate our hormones and fasting through our monthly cycle. So, so powerful. So those are the most downloaded episodes, which is really, really cool. Now, of course, it's not all about me and it's not all about the guests. The highlight for me and the highlight of the show that really keeps us going, the blood and energy of the show is all of you. And I want to take a minute to just share how much I appreciate each and every one of you who have left a review on the show, either on Apple or Spotify. And it really helps the show grow and reach more people. And I just wanted to take a minute to share a few of these reviews and to celebrate a few of you who have been listening along. Now, I thought it would be kind of fun to look way back at the very first review I ever received back in 2022. This was really, really neat to have this first one come in and actually from a now client of mine. So this is someone who listened to the podcast and then decided to come and work with me, which is so, so beautiful. So this is Eight Kenzie. She says, give Danny's podcast a listen. I first learned about Danny and her business upon the Quit Sugar Summit, which is where many people found me. Started following her on Facebook, and I've learned so much in only a year. It's crazy that it's only been 1 year and it feels longer than that. So she was loving the podcast. Also, back at the beginning of time, we've also got Celestine J. This is a refreshing perspective on taming the sugar dragon. Danny is energetic, passionate, and helps me get to the core of healing myself, which keeps all the dragons at bay. I love that. I love that. Okay, so those are some of the earliest ones. I also want to highlight, let's see here. I'm just scrolling through all of these. Okay, a really recent one from Wellness Methods, one of the best podcasts for those struggling with sugar. Dani has a refreshing and holistic approach to overcoming struggles with sugar addiction and emotional eating. Her podcast and the various experts provide a comprehensive, deep understanding of this complicated theme. Love the simple tips that you are providing and helping implement us with immediate things. So great. Thank you so much, Wellness Methods, for your kind words. Here's another one. I will highlight Mimi Omo 5. Mimi Momo 5. I think I'm saying that right. Coach Dani has opened my eyes to the truth about sugar addiction and provides such a safe space to learn and grow. I'm very excited to watch myself become stronger and healthier with her help. So beautiful. Thank you so much. And of course, there are so many other amazing reviews here. Okay, this one, last one. Anna MFP. Shout out to Anna MFP. Love this podcast. Dani's positive and authentic energy is contagious. She is so engaging and digs into the very raw, relevant, and vulnerable topics on each episode. Topics that are always relatable and that I seem to need to hear, even if I didn't realize it. When I'm in need of an uplifting or it's something inspiring, Dani's podcast is always my first stop. Wow. Just wow. I love that. So incredible. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to leave a review. If you haven't yet, please come and do that. It helps the show so much and it helps fuel me. This is my fuel. This is you. You're all my food to keep me nourished, to keep me bringing you guests, to keep me bringing you episodes. And it is an honor to do so. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So just celebrating all of you, because I mean it. I said this in the beginning and it sounds cheesy, but I mean it. This podcast wouldn't exist without you. If nobody was listening to the show, I wouldn't be recording episodes, right? If I wasn't getting any feedback about, were you liking what I'm sharing? Are you not liking what I'm sharing? Then I wouldn't be able to continue the show. So you really mean a lot to me. And I just can't thank all of you enough for being here. Okay, that's some fun stats that I wanted to share with all of you to kick off our birthday party. But I want to now lead into a couple lessons. I've been reflecting the last week or so. Like, what have been some of the biggest takeaways, the biggest lessons from the last 2 years of the show? And as I started actually writing these all down, some of my biggest lessons, I realized, hey, these are a lot of lessons that my clients also go through and realize on their journey to sugar. And breaking free, you know, from the control that sugar has. So really interesting how these lessons have applied to both areas. And I thought that would be kind of a fun angle to bring forward here to the show. Now, before I get into this list, I actually have 10 amazing lessons. There's probably more if I sat with this longer and felt into it longer. But before I do that, I want to also vulnerably let all of you know that it's not all peaches and roses behind the scenes here on the podcast. You know, I know I usually bring my best energy onto these shows, but there are often, more often than not, there are a lot of times where I don't feel up to recording a podcast episode, or I'm feeling uninspired or not creative or tired or just not really sure what I want to talk about with all of you on the show. There is a lot of behind the scenes pieces in curating the schedule, finding guests, sometimes has been really difficult. And, you know, I think that's really important for all of you to know that this isn't an easy endeavor. Hosting a podcast can be a full-time job. And I know I talk with many other podcasters who see and agree that with that as well. You know, between finding guests, writing the show notes, recording the episode, editing the episode, uploading the episode, promoting the episode, there is a lot that goes on to get you an episode every week. And I'm so grateful. I want a huge, massive shout out to Rita here. So some of you are familiar with Rita. She is my gal behind the scenes and she is my podcast manager. She also edits all the shows and uploads them and makes sure everything is as perfect as it can be to share with all of you every week. And I honestly could not do this without her. The tech that's involved, the editing that is involved is not quick and simple. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, there have been a few episodes that record wrong. And it's easy when it's a solo episode because I can often, and I have had to re-record an episode. Actually, one of the episodes where I came out and was coming out about my work with psychedelics, there was like an hour, it was over an hour long episode that completely recorded wrong. The audio was just I sounded like a robot the whole time, and we couldn't figure out how to fix it. And I actually had to sit down and re-record that whole episode. And that takes a lot of time and energy to do that, but I did it. We had another episode, I can't remember the guest, where we had a guest on, and it did the same thing. My software that I used to record these episodes, there was some major issues with the audio glitch. There was actually two back-to-back episodes. It was one day that my system was having a glitch, and it's very difficult to get someone on a repeat podcast interview. And that's absolutely not what we want to do. So I actually had Rita spent, I think, something crazy like 8 or 10 hours editing the audio file on these podcasts so we could share them all with you in good quality. And that's a lot. That's a lot of work. So not everything goes smooth over here. And I just want to share that with all of you because it's easy to see perhaps on your side of things how great this podcast sounds or how effortless everything seems to blend together with the intro music and all the other pieces that are here. And it's actually a lot of work behind the scenes. And it was more work in the beginning. You know, there's a flow now. We have systems and processes, and it's not anything like it used to be in the beginning. And I'm so grateful for that. But it is still a full-time job. And I do it for free. You know, this is an important piece, right? Everyone's podcast who you're listening to is spending countless hours every week bringing you this content free of charge. And it's absolutely my honor to do that. And I want you to understand that as a source of like really valuing yourself, your time, and all the people's podcasts that you listen to, really perhaps having a moment of gratitude for the amount of ups and downs and challenges and time and effort that get put into a podcast every week free of charge. And sometimes that's difficult, to be honest. You know, when I am really at my max with supporting clients, paying clients of mine who are really up-leveling and wanting to do the deep work, and I'm so grateful to do this. I'm so grateful to be able to spread my message and to impact even more women in this powerful way. I mean, this is my purpose, and I'm happy to do this here. And I hope that you find it really supportive because I'm coming at you for many more years to come. All right, so let's dive into these lessons. What are these lessons, these top 10 lessons that I have learned over the last 2 years of hosting this show that I can also deeply apply to your journey with sugar? All right, episode number one, lesson number one, growth takes time. Oh boy, this has been a big lesson for me to learn with the podcast. And not just with the podcast, but also with my email list and social media and these places that I'm reaching out to support so many people. It takes time. I think a lot of people get into podcasting or their journey to break up with sugar and think that it's going to be quick. You know, in a couple months, they'll have everything figured out. They'll be famous, right? And everything will be done. You'll have made it, right? Whether you've made it with your sugar or you've made it as a podcaster. And that has not been the reality. I forget the actual stat, but I have some really close colleagues who we talk a lot about podcasts together and shared some stat with me. I think it's something crazy, like 80% of podcasters end up quitting in the first year. And it's the ones who stick it out for the long run that actually build the reach, reach more people, help more lives. And that's the same with starting your own business. You know, it's really easy to have a lot of excitement off the gate. I mean, my first couple months of hosting the podcast were really exciting. I was like really fired up, really exciting. But the longevity factor kind of takes some of that wind out of your sails, right? Like there's a lot of life that happens and it's just staying consistent is really difficult sometimes. So this belief that I even had coming into this, oh, I'm going to launch this podcast. Everybody's going to love it. And I'm going to have like millions of listeners right away. And that's not what happens. It is really a long-term game. And my growth with the show, the amount of downloads I get per episode, the amount of listens, is a slow growing beast. It's slow growing. And yes, we have some months that are bigger than others, but it's slow and steady over time as it grows. And this is exactly what's going on with your relationship with sugar, right? It's can be in the beginning, it can be really intense and really, you're really motivated. And then over time, that motivation starts to wear off, right? And you notice that it's actually the consistency over time that creates the growth. And the growth doesn't happen necessarily in these massive spurts. It happens in little incremental pieces. So that's a really powerful lesson and a really great reminder for all of you, right? As you're thinking about your growth, whether it's your spiritual growth, your personal growth, your growth in your healing journey with food, or any area of your life, just understanding that, yes, we can have growth spurts, but it really is the longevity piece that is where we see big growth. So when I look back, like, you know, every month when I'm looking at my metrics, I don't see a ton of growth. But when I look back over the years or the quarters, I can see a lot bigger growth. So it is growing, right? It's just not straight up. Okay, number two, this is a really great one. And one that I've even tapped into recently is that it's okay. And it's actually really important to take time off and rest. So one of the things early on in starting my podcast that I heard from a lot of experts in the podcast space was like, you have to be super consistent. You have to release an episode at least once a week and you can never miss an episode and you have to go, go, go. And you have to make sure no matter what, you're showing up. And that didn't work for me. And it's actually really refreshing. One of my business mentors also did this. And I said, well, maybe I can also do this. Maybe there are weeks where I don't have to record a podcast. And I did that. I actually skipped a week. Maybe you didn't notice. I skipped a week at the end of February, right after my launch because of the program and of the bootcamp. I didn't have the energy in my tank to record an episode. I didn't have the creativity or the energy. I'd given it all on the Sugar Freedom Bootcamp that I decided to skip a week. And there have been times in the past where I think I've skipped 2 weeks because I needed rest. And I needed to take a pause from the podcast to focus on other things in my life or in my business or with my clients and the creativity in the space to record, sit down and record just wasn't there. And I allowed myself that space. And many of you may have not even noticed, right? Things went on. I came back refreshed with a topic that I was actually excited to talk about, with guests I was excited to introduce all of you to. And I feel like that's such an important part of this journey, especially with your journey with sugar. This is something I teach and with all of my clients is how we can actually slow down and learn to rest and learn that we don't have to be perfect every time, right? And to learn how to be gentle with ourselves and to honor what our body needs, right? When my body really needs rest and I've got a lot on my plate that I just need to take a break from the podcast, I let myself do that. No, I don't want to make a habit of it. It's not something it's really important to me that I show up here for all of you and keep supporting you. But on occasion, that might be what I need, and that's okay. So this is a reminder for all of you as well that it's okay and it's really important on your journey to whatever it is you're working towards to take some time to rest. All right. Lesson number three, quality over quantity. Love this one. Because we've heard it so many times and it's so cliche, but when I'm thinking about the podcast, I'm thinking that as well, right? There are a lot of podcasters who release 2 episodes a week, which I actually do now, but the second one's pretty short and sweet. There are people like Joe Rogan who release an episode every single day. And he is able to keep up the quality, of course. But I think there is a fine line and a balance between pumping out episodes or pumping out things in your life, doing so many, the quantity that can sometimes take away from the quality of it. You know, I want to make sure that every week I am able to really bring quality content. I have a close friend and colleague who only releases an episode every 2 weeks because that's her capacity and that's how she's able to bring the best content and her best energy into the show. So it's not about frequency or, you know, quantity. It really is about the quality of what we're producing and what we're, how we're showing up in the world. And I love this because this applies to our relationship with food so perfectly, right? It's not about how much eating all the time, but what if we started focusing on the quality of what we were eating as the priority, right? And we actually perhaps even ate less, but ate higher quality, right? I know there's the conversation there about intermittent fasting, perhaps only having two meals a day that are really high quality nutrient dense that sustain your body for what it needs versus eating every hour, right? All day. You know, there's a lot there that we can apply to many areas of our lives. Okay, I've mentioned this a little bit already, but lesson number four is consistency. And it's funny because I just talked about not always having to be consistent, but consistency is still important, especially if we want that incremental growth over time, like I just mentioned in lesson number one. Right, consistency is key. So finding a system or rhythm that you can maintain and you can commit to is so powerful. This is how change actually happens and growth. And I've seen this with the podcast, right? I've decided very early on I was going to be able to do one episode a week. And actually a couple months ago, I decided I was going to bring two episodes a week with the Tough Love Thursdays that I know all of you are absolutely loving. And, you know, before I jumped into that, I wanted to make sure that I was able to commit to it and to be consistent with that so that I could be showing up for all of you every single week in a consistent way. And this is exactly what's going on with your journey and your road with sugar. Is consistency is what's actually going to help you change, not the size of the tool or the like thing that you're doing. It really is about showing up for yourself every single day or once a week, right? So with consistency with your sugar freedom journey, maybe that's spending, committing to one day a week to rest, right? Or one day a week to really go inward and spend time with yourself reflecting and journaling and doing some personal development stuff. Maybe it's every day committing to meditating in the morning and checking in with your emotions. Once a week, meal planning, right? Grocery shopping. Like what are these routines and habits and tools that you're using in your sugar freedom journey? So many of my clients have come to me after trying all the things. And then when we dig into it deeper, we realize that they never really tried all the things for a consistent period of time. It's like, oh, I tried all these things for like a week and it didn't work. So I'm just, it must not work for me. And that's just not how our bodies heal or our world works, right? If you're, you know, wanting to achieve some sort of result, say with sugar, right? Just going off of it for a week is not going to solve all your problems, right? You're going to have to be consistent over a period of time with the way that you're eating if you want results, especially if you want to lose weight or you're working on reversing some health issues. It really is a longer term plan than just a quick fix. All right, number five, I love this one because again, this podcast would not be what it is. It probably would exist, but it would probably be pretty shitty. I'm going to call it what it is. If I didn't have people to brainstorm with. So what I mean by this is I'm so grateful for the other entrepreneurs, business owners, podcasters that I have in my inner circle, in my network, my dear close friends. And within our group, we have brainstormed a lot and shared a lot of tools, a lot of resources, a lot of tips about how to improve our podcasts and how to reach more people and all the things that come behind the scenes of the podcast. How do we edit it and all of the tech stuff as well as the growth stuff? And that has been absolutely monumental to me. You know, if I was starting a podcast and I didn't know anyone else who ran podcasts, I'd be pretty lost. I'd be very lost. And this podcast would not be what it is today. without these people that have been podcasting longer than me as well. It's been really wonderful to attach myself to these beautiful friendships and colleagues who have more knowledge than me. They know more than me. They've been doing this longer than me. They've tried and failed at this longer than me. And I get to learn from them. And I also get to share my ideas, right? And it has been absolutely incredible just to have that sense of camaraderie, of community, and of support when I'm all about ideas with the podcast, right? Or I don't know what to do or where to find something or how to edit something. I've got people in my corner that can support me. And I'm so grateful for that. Of course, you can see clearly how this applies to your journey with sugar. You need people in your corner. You need people that you can learn from, people that are perhaps even ahead of you a couple steps on this journey. And that may be me as your coach, if any of you, you know, have worked with me, or it might be peers, right? It might be others that you get to converse with on a consistent basis or reach out to when you have questions. So this is really important. And this is exactly why, I know I've shared this a few times, why I focus my whole business on group settings, because we need each other to bounce ideas, to brainstorm, to learn, to validate, to encourage. There's so much magic that happens when we're in a community of others who are doing the same thing or working on the same challenge or working on the same goal as us. And it's hard to put into words the magic that exists there, but the level of support and idea sharing and tool sharing of tools, right? There's been so much of that with the podcast. You know, what software do you use to launch your podcast, right? Or what software do you use to edit? There's a lot of softwares needed to run a podcast. And it's been so helpful to compare, right? Like, oh, I use this or I use this and this works and that doesn't. And, you know, I think that's really a powerful piece of how we succeed together. All right, lesson number 6. This is more of like a reminder for all of us, but it's something that I really work at embodying, and I'm not perfect at this, but is leading from the heart, right? I really endeavor to do this in all of what I do, whether it's showing up on social media, showing up on the podcast, showing up for my clients at my retreats. I really, really want to always be coming from a loving place of the heart. And I hope that you can all feel that here on the podcast. I sincerely hope that that comes across. And I think it is a really important piece of podcasting and of your relationship and journey with sugar. But how this shows up is, you know, I have listened to many podcasts where it's almost robotic or forced, or the host is really trying to serve some sort of like agenda with the guest, right? Guiding a conversation a certain way. And, you know, I'm sure I've fallen trap to that in the past. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I do want this to be a space where we can have open, vulnerable heart conversations, and people can bring their different opinions, their different beliefs, their different ways of doing and being and eating. And we can have a really open-hearted conversation about it. You know, I think that's really important. And as you step into continuing your healing journey with food, having your own heart open for yourself and the compassion for your own journey and your own inner wisdom is so mandatory. It is so needed in helping you really end the war with food and step more into the beautiful ease and flow and peace that you want with food. So lead from the heart. Let this be your reminder. Okay, number 7 is that, okay, I want to say this right. My mentor always says this, you can't grow what you can't measure, something like that. But the lesson here is that it is important to keep track of certain metrics. Numbers can play a role even when we're leading from the heart and talking about all this woo-woo stuff and emotional stuff and all the inner work stuff that I talk about here on the show. Metrics are a key to growth. So as I already shared this with you earlier, some of the metrics from the last 2 years. And the metrics with the podcast, so downloads and episodes and all sorts of different metrics we track every month. And we do this very on purpose so we can see what's working and what's not working. And when you're on your journey with sugar, this also is beautiful. And sometimes it's not as easy to quantify emotions or feelings, but there are ways that we can track. This is really easy if you're using things like a CGM or an Oura ring and you're tracking your sleep score and you're tracking your blood sugar on a daily basis. Those are really great metrics that can help keep you accountable. The scale, not a great metric, in my opinion. Right, weighing ourselves is just way too traumatic and too complicated as women. It does a lot of damage to our minds. But we can also start to track things like, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how connected do I feel with my body this week? Or on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did I honor my emotions this week? And we can start kind of making our own scales and tracking some of these things as we grow. Because it's really easy to see how far we've come in a year, but really impossible to see how far we've come in like a week or a month. Because that growth is slow, right? Because it's consistency over time. So tracking metrics is really important to help keep you motivated, to keep you inspired, and to keep you on the right track. Because you can also then look at those numbers and say, hey, for the last couple months, I've been trending downward, right? My sleep score has gotten worse, right? Or I've been feeling less and less connected to my body. And that information is so powerful because you can use it to then make changes and course correct. So numbers are important, right? They're really, these metrics and numbers are key to helping you grow. So let that be an inspiration to start tracking your numbers in whatever way that looks like for you. All right, number 8. Okay, this one I literally just added before I hit enter because I was looking at the amazing reviews that I've had over the years, but I've also had a couple not so great reviews on the podcast. And I want to just call that out here because it's kind of vulnerable for me to share. It sucks to get bad reviews. And it's also a true reminder of the lesson here for all of us that not everyone is going to get you. Not everyone's going to like you. I'm not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And you're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. And that's okay. And I'm grateful. You know, there's a big part of me that's grateful for these not so great reviews because it's helping me continue my growth in letting go of caring what people think, letting go of people pleasing, and knowing my truth and leading my path, charging my path here. You know, there are many people who start podcasts and start getting bad, get one bad review, and then all of a sudden close the podcast, right? It can be really debilitating. It can be really embarrassing. These reviews are up there for life. And you can actually go on Apple and you can read these. And they're actually pretty laughable because they're clearly people who have just listened to one episode and just didn't jive with me and didn't jive with my way of communicating. And that's totally fine. That's totally fine. But it also sucks. It hurts. It hurts to get a bad review, right? It hurts when somebody out there, you know, I'm pouring my heart and soul into this show and the love that I have for all of you and the passion for this mission that I'm on the planet. And when that's not received, oh, it sucks. It sucks. But not everybody is going to be your cup of tea, or no, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And that I think is such an important life lesson. And as you navigate into your healing journey with sugar, with yourself, you're going to come up against this as well. You're going to come up against people who try to peg you down, who call you names, who think you're ridiculous for doing, you know, wanting to heal your traumas or giving up sugar. You know, you're going to come up against people who don't get it and don't get you. And that is, it's always going to be a tough pill to swallow, but it is an important skin for us to grow as we build our own confidence and know that we are on our correct path. So I hope that you do that. And I hope that you know that you're not alone in that. I mean, the podcast is just one example. You know, I've had lots of examples where I'm not someone's cup of tea, and it gets easier over time. I'm not going to lie to you. It's still not easy for me. And I don't think it ever fully will be. And it's also a byproduct of the world that I've chosen to get into in the online space. You know, I'm very public about my beliefs and my opinions here on the podcast, on social media. And that's a part of it. And it's sad. It's sad, but it's also a beautiful opportunity for me to continue my healing and my growth. So thank you to all of you who have left a bad review. I appreciate you as well, because I am getting a lot of practice in deepening into my self-confidence and my love for myself and the truth that I know I'm here to share with all of you. So I hope you do the same. And I hope that inspires you to lean into that instead of shying away or letting naysayers prevent you from taking those next steps in what you know is true for you. All right, lesson number 9. We're almost there. Progress over perfection. I've kind of mentioned this a little bit in the last lessons, but really in growing the podcast, it has been about progress. It's been about consistency over time, as I've mentioned, versus perfectionism. That's something that really holds so many of us back from doing anything at all. If I waited until every single episode of this podcast was absolutely perfect, I would have way less podcast episodes and I wouldn't be able to help you as much, because there is a lot of times that I throw these episodes out and I know that they're not perfect, but I know that the message is there and I know that like raw and real is also great. I know there are a lot of other podcasters who actually edit the audio. They edit all the ums and ahs and like verbal garbage out of the podcast. And that is a massive job. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing that, but that doesn't work for me. I'm more of a raw, I record these episodes in one cut. And yes, we do a little bit of minimal editing behind the scenes, but it's minimal because I want to get that episode out every week. And that is the way that I'm able to do it. And yes, as I grow, I'm going to be focusing more on quality. Maybe I need a better mic. Maybe I need a better camera, a bit of different softwares. Like these are all things. There's so many ways for me to improve. I know my podcast isn't perfect, but I'm making progress. I've released 138 episodes. I have almost 67,000 downloads. Like this is progress, you know? And I know that there are many of you who love the show and maybe don't even notice some of the little pieces that I notice behind the scenes that aren't perfect. So this is really powerful because we come into our journeys in whatever goals we set, whether it's with sugar or with podcasting, thinking we need to be perfect. And you're not going to be perfect. It's not going to be perfect. Your journey with sugar is not going to be perfect. You know, you're going to be detoxing from sugar and accidentally eat sugar, right? You're not going to be perfect. And that's okay. That's part of the journey. And it's also part of our learning and the lessons that we get to carry forward with us. All right. Lastly, final lesson is ditch the comparison. Oh boy, this is a hard one, right? This is a hard one. And it's something I see come up in the business world, like in as entrepreneurs, with fellow entrepreneurs, within myself and with all of my clients. It is so easy to compare ourselves to other people. And I've even noticed this with the colleagues that I spoke about earlier that I share ideas with that have been podcasting longer than me. They have more downloads than me. They're doing better than me. They have more reviews than me. These are all thoughts that I've had. And I'm kind of laughing and chuckling to myself as I share it because comparison is useless, right? I'm comparing myself, my unique self, my unique journey, my unique podcast to someone else who is completely different than me and who has been doing it longer than me. How can I compare myself 2 years into my podcast to someone who's been doing it for 10 years? Like, obviously, they're going to be at a different level than me, and that's okay. And I really deeply wanted to end with this reminder because this has actually come up already in the Break Free from Sugar program, the comparison factor that we as women have, especially with each other on our health journeys, right? Comparing ourselves to, oh, that woman's like gone off sugar before and I've never gone off sugar before, therefore she's better than me. Or, oh, look, she's crying, but I can't cry, so she must be better than me. She's more able to do this emotional work than me. You know, and this is very normal comparison, right? There's a lot of primitive reasons that we compare, but it absolutely does not serve us. And it's something we need to keep a close eye on to keep our focus on our lane. I love a lot of the, you know, the gurus out there in the health and wellness space really remind all of us that we're only in competition with ourselves. Your only job is to be a better version of yourself than you were yesterday. Not a better version of me or Carol or Susan or Jane, but these other people that are in your world, whether it's your friends or your peers, you know, your only job is to stay in your lane and continue being better at whatever it is that you're wanting to be better at. So if you notice this with your sugar journey, please just call yourself out on it lovingly, right? No guilt or shame here, but just notice where you're comparing and let that go. Let it go. Let it go and begin comparing to yourself. Comparing to yourself a week ago, right? And finding some way to stay focused on your lane and acknowledge and honor that every woman, every human is going to have a slightly different path and a different journey. And that doesn't mean that yours is worse and theirs is better. It just means that it's different. I think that's really important. So there you have it. 10 amazing lessons from the last 2 years of hosting this podcast. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed celebrating with me. Please come and celebrate with me. I love getting DMs, messages, and of course, those beautiful 5-star reviews on Apple and Spotify mean absolutely the world to me. I cannot thank you all enough for listening to this episode, celebrating with me, but also for being here. And again, if you've been with me since the beginning, or this is your first episode on the show, I am equally as grateful because you keep me going. Just knowing that you're listening, seeing those downloads come in every week is just such beautiful fuel for what I know I'm here to do on this planet. So thank you to each of you. And if you want to continue giving back to me, leaving a review is the best way to do that, and sharing this show with someone who you think would love it, helping me spread the word about the show to help it grow. And I'm going to be here for so many more episodes. I have some incredible episodes that I've just recorded that I cannot wait to release over the coming months for all of you. And I hope that you look forward to it and really just continue hanging out with me for this wild ride of life and growth and learnings and ups and downs for at least 2 more years to come, if not hopefully more than that. All right, everyone, we'll leave it at that. I hope that you have a beautiful rest of your week, and I can't wait to see you on the show with a new episode next week. Thanks for helping me celebrate. Bye, everyone. Thank you for tuning into another episode. If you're loving what we talked about today, please take a minute to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone you love. It helps us in a big way reach more people and change more lives. And if you're ready to go deeper into discovering your unique root causes and patterns that are keeping you hooked on sugar, be sure to check out our brand new free quiz that will tell you which root cause is holding you back from freedom with food and give you the healing action steps to break free from these old patterns for good. Find the link to take the free quiz and other amazing resources in the show notes below.